This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I have a question. Are you passing the test? I thought about this question as I was recently studying in the book of Job. Now, Job was a man of great character and wealth. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, many servants. He also had 10 children who he prayed for regularly. One day, Satan appeared before God after he had been roaming the earth, and God asked him if he had seen his servant Job. God described Job as a blameless and upright man who turns away from evil. Satan said, "He's this way because you blessed him and you put a hedge around all of his possessions. But if you were to take it all away, he will surely curse you." So the Lord told Satan, in a sense, "Very well, you can take all that Job possesses, but do not take Job." So in the first chapter, we see that Satan takes Job's property and children. What's interesting about this passage is that the first messenger comes up from the south to tell Job about the loss of his property. And the scriptures say, while this messenger is still speaking, another messenger arrives, this time from the north, to tell him about the tragic loss of his children. Job is getting tragic news from all directions, so he is surely being tested. The good news is that Job passed his test, and everything in his life was restored to an even better state than before. The same can be true for you. The question is, are you passing today's test? If you need words to inspire you, hold on to these. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, pass your test.